All right, Steve, the Democratic presidential debate was last night. It was at Audubon University in Westerville, a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. It was moderated by CNN anchors Anderson Cooper and Aaron Burnett, and on stage, former Vice President Joe Biden, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, former Housing Secretary Julian Castro. Why are you breathing? I'm not even through half of them. California Senator Kamala Harris, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Texas Rep Beto O'Rourke, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Bernie Sanders making a return appearance after his heart attack, entrepreneur Andrew Yang, billionaire activist Tom Steyer. They were all there. Frontrunners Biden and Warren were at center stage. What, Steve?
He just got money. Hey, can I just say this on the real?
Yeah, say it.
I'm really concerned about what's going on. It's still 12 of them talking. Clearly 10 of them know that they can't beat Trump. I promise you, in their heart of hearts, they know that it's 10 of them that know. That dog, did you see the big group Latinos for Trump? We can't even get all of them. We got blacks for Trump. That's why our ass in trouble. We got Kanye for Trump and blacks for Trump. Our ass is in trouble.
You're mad. I know you're mad, but hang on. We'll have more.
I want him to talk some more about this.
And they talking about stuff nobody give a damn about. Mm. Hey, man, let's talk about these dreamers. Mm-hmm. Let's get these people in these schools. Let's reduce some of this debt so these people can live. Let's get some real tax breaks for real people, because that thing that Trump did is just for rich people. They gave y'all $2,000 and that's it. The rest of it went to rich people. Then they got this lady, Tulsi Gabbard. Nice looking lady. Ain't finna be president. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If everybody in Hawaii votes, she still ain't gonna make it. To even be discussing Syria and Turkey, you ain't even the president.
Well, they debating, Steve. That's what that
is. No, and then that's another thing, Tommy. We don't get to vote on foreign policy. So quit talking to us about foreign policy when we have no say-so. Are you going to do for us right here that we won't send our kids to school, get some daycare benefits, get some tax benefits, get some reasonable house loans, get some of these debt off these college students, find a way to pay these teachers more office, get these damn policemen quit killing all these people out here, get their ass properly trained and properly convicted. That's what we need to do. Get some of these damn guns off this street That's what we need to do so people can go to church, to the movies and school and inside their house without getting killed by some damn fool coming there. Not a second black person in the Dallas-Fort Worth area then got killed by another police officer in their house, this time a 28-year-old woman. Are we for real? But I'm serious, though. We have got to stop getting caught up in the stuff that they don't even let us vote on. Quit telling me what you're going to do with foreign policy, because you're not going to let us have a say-so in it. And then you're going to get in there and nobody does with foreign policy what they say they're going to do. They need to stick to the issues that concern the American public. Now, do I need to go down each one of the candidates? Y'all want to call their names off and I tell you the chance they got?
Let's go ahead.
Let's start with out of South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Nice name, real nice looking dude.
Smart.
He ain't gonna make it.
Smart.
He's
smart,
very
smart.
Smart.
Yeah.
Real smart. Can't beat Trump, though.
Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro.
What?
Huh?
Latinos for Trump.
Oh.
You said they're not gonna be united. Oh, okay.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Come on now. Don't nobody live in Minnesota. Come on.
Yeah, they do. Plenty of people in Minnesota. What are you talking about?
Who you know from Minnesota other than Prince?
Oh, you just took it from me. I was just going to say Prince.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
That's just only two votes, Tommy. We still don't have
Well, he asked who we knew.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, listen, coming up, some closing remarks. Our last break of the day. Closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey at 49 minutes after the hour, right after this.